Some of you will remember this episode. Radar is about to go on a date with a nurse. But there's a problem. The nurse is into classical music and Radar is not. He is, by contrast, less urbane, less worldly, neither erudite nor learned. He knows nothing about classical music. So his buddies, Trapper and Hawkeye, they determine to coach Radar to help him through this one date with this one nurse. That's their goal, one date with this one nurse without embarrassing himself. The date is imminent. There's really no time to get him up to speed, no time for a crash course in classical music. So they instead coach Radar to reply to the nurse's conversation with two phrases that can be used and dropped in pretty much any time. Phrases that should fit and impress her. The phrases in which Hawkeye and Trapper instruct and rehearse Radar are these. The first, Bach. And the second, that's highly significant. So the idea is that Radar can get through this date with those two phrases. No matter what she says, he says, Bach, or that's highly significant. If you, like Radar, ever find yourself out of place, if you ever find yourself, for instance, among a group of erudite and knowledgeable Christians, in a gaggle, say, of theologians, or a pod of biblical scholars, or at a convention of ethicists, and you are feeling just a little over your head, a little ill-informed and ignorant, out of your league, here's what you can do. Nod knowingly and say, Magnificat. Magnificat. You, my friends, who are owning the covenant today and joining Old South Church, throwing in your lot with this church and the Church Universal, Amy and Brendan and Amanda, Katie, Thomas and Ed, you who by baptism and vows of allegiance to God and Christ are in effect on a first date. And if you are feeling new and ill-equipped, challenged and daunted, if you feel that when you go into fellowship hour and they start talking about John's gospel or the theology of Bultzmann, if you find yourself tongue-tied, just nod and say, Magnificat. It will carry you through. Which is to say, as Bach's works are to music, so is Mary's song to Christianity. And which is to say, as Radar tried to pretend to an intellectual and existential intimacy with Bach's music, so too is it tempting for Christians to pretend to a spirituality and existential intimacy with Mary's song, with the Magnificat. Mary's song, this eruption of praise and humility, is in truth a siren song, a song so gorgeous that it conceals the perils toward which it lures us. It woos and entices. Listen. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For God has looked with favor on the lowliness of God's servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is God's name. If you are like me, you are smitten by this song, wooed and lured, and you find yourself following. But as I draw closer and closer, nearer and nearer, deeper and deeper into this song, so too do the perils grow closer and closer. Listen. God has scattered the proud. God has brought down the powerful from their thrones. God has sent the rich, woe is me, empty away. What do these words mean, really? What do they portend, really? These are sharp and jagged rocks just beneath the surface. This is dangerous. There is peril here in this message of reversals, of radical reordering, the scattering of the proud, the toppling from their thrones of the powerful. The starving of the rich, perilous, menacing, subversive. What can these words mean, really? What do they portend? To what do they call and challenge you and me and this church, this body of Christ? I have in the past challenged this church to memorize the 23rd Psalm. How are we doing? How many of you know the 23rd Psalm pretty well, that you could pretty well recite it? Pretty good. It is a psalm and a poem, a song and a melody that I ache for every single one of you to know by heart. I ache for you to have internalized the 23rd Psalm, so that it is as natural to you as your own breathing, as necessary to your life as is the pumping of your own warm, live, pulsating heart. Here is a song of comfort and assurance, a balm of solace against the terrors of the night. Against the terrors of our lives. And I know for a fact, God help you, that you will face such terrors. You will. And I want for you badly. I ache for you to have these words of the psalmist on your tongue. Sweet words ready for a bitter hour. Cool water to the throat of a body perishing from thirst. For the 23rd Psalm is God's promise and pledge, God's word and vow. Not merely until death do us part, but miraculously way beyond that. It is God's promise and pledge, God's word and vow to you, that you, dearest child of God, shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen. If the 23rd Psalm is solace and balm, the Magnificat is different. It is a call to Christian adventure, to the thrill of bringing to the world and to our lives the strong, muscled justice of God. The Magnificat is the yang to Psalm 23's yin. The Magnificat is also, it so happens to be, Quinn Caldwell's very favorite text in all of Scripture. And as you know, Quinn is leaving us on January 8th to embark upon the next chapter and adventure of his life. And I'm using this as an excuse. I hope this is going to force your hearts to listen to me. I do now, therefore, formally and officially invite and challenge you, every single one of you, to endeavor by January 8th, 2012, Quinn's very last Sunday, to have learned the Magnificat by heart. Why? Because you should know it anyway. For your sake, for the church's sake, and for God's sake. Because it is the yang to Psalm 23's yin. Because without Quinn here, we will need to know it more and better than ever. And because it would be sweet, so very, very sweet, to recite it together with confidence on Quinn's last Sunday. Amen? So how many of you are in? January 8th, it's 28 days from today, just a verse, a line a day. So that if you find yourself at a cocktail party with clergy, or attending for the first time a Bible study at Old South, or if you adventure into the theological book group and find yourself opening some thick Christian tome, if you're feeling out of your league over there at fellowship hour or over your head, here's what you could do. Just nod. Anytime you're among Christians, just nod and now again say, "Ah, Magnificat." And that will get you through. It will get you through. I promise. But here's an alternative. Memorize this song. Absorb it into your very being. Internalize it. Ask yourself, what can these words really mean? What do they pretend? To what do they call and challenge me? And this church. And become for God as Mary was for God, available, willing, courageous. And then you follow. Follow this siren song to where God calls, even when it draws you, as you know it will, to danger. Toward the jagged and sharp rocks just beneath the surface. Toward the shocking, radical reordering they pretend. The scattering of the proud. Oh my. The toppling of the powerful from their thrones. Watch out. And the starving of the rich. Oh dear. Toward the perilous, menacing, and subversive narrative of what is God's good news. Ah, Magnificat.